We're trying to collect 10,000 cards for the troops. You can join in at spencersneighborhood.com. It's all for our troops who are recovering in area VA hospitals that won't be home for the holidays. What's up, bud?
Yeah, you know, these guys, they're getting health care on the taxpayer's dime. I got to go to work every day. I pay taxes. I got to fund these wars. I got to fund the VA. I got to fund their food, everything they buy, their disability checks. It's got to stop.
All right. I've been rubbing my face the entire time that you've been saying this.
Is this a joke?
Do you not like the fact that we're trying to collect cards around the holidays for men and women who have been injured in battle and won't be around their families?
Look, I get the idea. I understand. But, like, enough is enough. It's enough isn't enough.
We couldn't do enough for what our soldiers do for us day in and day out. And if they're going to be away from their families, look, the VA, yes, there are local VAs that other people go to, but there are some people that have to come to St. Louis and their family is in, Maine or in Florida, different parts of the country where they're not close. And we're just trying to bring a little piece of home to them around the holidays.
And it's a piece of paper. Like, why it's do you have a card. Problem with that?
Yeah.
I feel like it's old news. Yeah, how long we've been in the Iraq and Afghanistan? 16, 17 years? Come on.
Yes, sure. It's been a long time, but come on, man. Really, look at this. Like, those men and women are out there on their own volition saying that they want to fight for the freedoms that you and I enjoy every single day.
And they're not making the decision.
Deployed for like 18 months in some cases where they're away from their family and then they get an injury.
And then they got to come back and be in a hospital. And what do they get from us? A card from a kid who appreciates what they do? You don't have to send a card. I mean,
if
you did send a card, we wouldn't give it to them.
Look, I leave my family for work all the time, too.
Yeah, for what, 8 hours a day?
Yeah.
I drive over the road. I'm away from my family like three, 4 nights out of the week every week.
Right. Well, listen, your argument is falling on deaf ears. It doesn't matter.
Oh, Lord.
You know, it's just ridiculous that you would even waste our time with this. So thank you very much. We appreciate you somehow.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, have a nice day. Yeah.
Whatever. Can you guys believe that?
I'm kind of upset that we took that call and you made it on air.
I don't feel like we should have given him any air time.
All right. If anybody else wants to jump in on 10,000 cards for the troops, you can. All the information, 314-969-1065, or you can just go to spencersneighborhood.com. What an ass. Good morning.
This guy who's talking about the VA doesn't have a freaking clue. He doesn't have to wait 30 to 60 days to see a doctor on his heart or anything. If he hurts himself, he gets workman's comp right away. Vietnam vets are just getting the help they need for Agent Orange. So before he even sends a card, I feel sorry for his children because they're not going to have any more compassion for the world than he does. Mm. And that's what I'm angry about.
That's a really good point.
Anything about what the vets go through and the Army and Navy and all them, he wouldn't be saying what he does.
That's right. That love and compassion starts at home, and he's raising children to be just as vile and despicable as him.
That is just sad. And we went to a VFW. My husband's a Vietnam vet. We went to a VFW for Veterans Day, and these young Cub Scouts gave these guys cards that said thank you for their service. If this guy could have seen the tears in these men's eyes and women and how they just felt so proud to tell the kids they're glad that they're keeping the country safe for them.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. I was not a part of the show when you guys did this last year, so to kind of hear how...
I'm telling you, last year when we walked into the VA and we walked into these rooms, like, they don't know who's coming in. They think it's just another doctor, right?
Yeah.
And then we walk in dressed as Santa Claus, handing out cards from a giant
making
sack.
Making a commotion, of course.
Yeah, but what we saw was these big, strong, burly dudes that probably don't show a lot of emotion break down for just two seconds to read maybe five words.
Yeah, it touches my heart. I'm excited to be a part of this and hearing that call and hearing how all of our listeners agree with him makes me just inspired to make this the best ever.
I will say, though, we can put a positive spin on this. That guy did one thing, and it made all of us aware of that there are people out there that don't appreciate what our military does, and at least people who are in our neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
appreciate what they do.
Yeah.
And now are really more, kind of more in tune with wanting to help out.
Yeah. Our listeners are amazing.
They are.
That yeah. guy, I'm
Lemonade
I'm not,
right
that guy's
there.
A jerk.
Not lumping him in with our listeners.
But our listeners are great, and yeah. at least he was able to kind of light a fire,
right?
I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. God bless you all.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.